The Giants' battle at CB2 is the most critical defensive battle that they have in the lineup heading into training camp. The stage is set for a three-way battle between the newly signed veteran Greg Newsom II, the rookie out of the second round Colton Hood, and of course the former first-round pick Deontay Banks, who has seen his status as a potential CB1 plummet as he's now a backup in the lineup. But of those three guys, it's rookie second-round pick Colton Hood, who the Giants drafted 37th overall this year, that I think is going to outplay the veterans and win the starting job this summer. So that's what we're going to be diving into in today's episode, why Colton Hood should be the Giants CB2 and why you should keep an eye on him as training camp approaches next month. This is Fireside Giants presented by Prize Picks, and I'm Anthony Rivardo. Let's waste no more time and let's dive right in. Let's firstly start by looking at the competition. Now, of course, there's Deontay Banks, who was drafted in the first round of the 2023 NFL Draft. He had his fifth year option decline this offseason, signaling that the Giants obviously don't have the confidence in him long term. And why should they? Over the last 2 years, he's seen what was promising play as a rookie completely devolve into a player that was a borderline liability. Banks graded out as a bottom three cornerback in all of football last season. What we saw from him as a rookie, those flashes of solid play, they feel long forgotten now. Whether you're talking effort problems, an inability to get his head turned around and make plays on the football, or just general lapses in coverage and focus, Deontay Banks has really struggled to prove that he can be a starting cornerback in the NFL over the last two seasons. And that's exactly why the Giants brought in Greg Newsom II this offseason, because he has been a high-quality starting cornerback in years past. Drafted as a former first-round pick like Deontay Banks in 2021, he had a couple of really solid seasons as a starting CB for the Cleveland Browns. Unfortunately, though, last year and the year before, really, he started to regress quite significantly, and his play has not been nearly as good as it was during his first couple of seasons in Cleveland. Ultimately, he was traded last season to the Jacksonville Jaguars, where he struggled even more, arguably, and then went into free agency this offseason looking for a one-year prove-it deal, which he ultimately got with the New York Giants. Now, in the past, Newsom has been a really good cornerback, so there's still hope that he could bounce back and maybe achieve change of scenery and a new defensive scheme is all he needs. And to be honest, I think he's a pretty good scheme fit for what new defensive coordinator of the Giants, Denard Wilson, ultimately wants to run. But that being said, I think Colton Hood is arguably an even better scheme fit, and he's the hot hand right now coming out of what was a super impressive spring of practices for the rookie. During rookie minicamp, he got things off to a hot start with a pick six in the first practice. He had a few other pass breakups and was constantly on the ball when competing with the rest of his rookies at that minicamp. Then he waltzed into OTAs and continued to make great plays. He had more interceptions, more pass breakups, and just overall looked like maybe the Giants' best or second best cornerback on the practice field. Then that, of course, continued going into mandatory minicamp with a lot of the practice reports detailing Colton Hood's ability to play in press coverage, be aggressive, and jump passes, get his hands on the football. That's been the Giants' biggest problem over the last couple of years, is these cornerbacks have not been tracking or getting their hands on the football, but Colton Hood has been different. In fact, he's gotten his hands on the football so much that it's reminded me a lot of last offseason when Cordell Flott kept showing up in these spring practice reports. Cordell Flott was showing up on nearly every practice report, with all of them stating that he keeps getting his hands on the football, pass breakups, interceptions. I feel like we're getting a very similar vibe so far from Colton Hood, and he's only had a handful of practices as a professional football player, but already he's starting to instill confidence, not just in me, but also in the Giants coaching staff. I also think it's worth noting that Colton Hood is bringing a ton of elite athleticism to this cornerback position for the New York Giants. He ran a 4.44 40-yard dash at the NFL scouting combine, and he had a 40 and a half inch vertical jump. He's exploding. He's fast, he's got quick twitch, and he's really good at getting his eyes and his hands on the football. Before we dive even further into the stats and the analysis here, I do want to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of today's episode, which is Prize Picks. If you guys haven't heard about Prize Picks yet, it's America's number one sports picks app. It's super easy to use. All you do is pick more or less on a few of your favorite players' stats, and then you build your lineup. That easy. It's also available in most states, including California, Texas, Florida, and New York, so you can play it from almost anywhere. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and take a look at Prize Picks and make some picks and show you guys how it's done. Very easy to do. All you do is go in here, look at some of these picks, and add them to your lineup. I really like this one about Ashton Jeanty, more than 974 and a half rushing yards. I think there's no way he doesn't clear 1,000 rushing yards this season. I also think Josh Allen, one of the best quarterbacks in the game, let's take his passing yards. And since we're talking about it, let's throw more on Jackson Dart's passing yards in there as well. So now you guys see it's that easy to build a lineup. It's super fun. And you can follow me on Prize Picks so you can tail all of my lineups in real time before I even post them here on the channel, following along with me at Anthony Rivardo on Prize Picks. And right now, if you use code HMA when you sign up to Prize Picks, you will get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. So go ahead, check Prize Picks down below in the description box. Have some fun, build some lineups, enjoy the World Cup, and remember to always play responsibly. Now, getting back into it, I think it's important to remind people that at Tennessee this past season, Colton Hood was statistically elite and also just elite in coverage from the eye test. He racked up over 50 tackles last season, and he became the first SEC player since 2019 to return both an interception and a fumble for a touchdown in the same season. Speaking of touchdowns, he did not allow a single touchdown in coverage throughout the entirety of the 2025 campaign. He was locked down in coverage on 451 total coverage snaps, and he held opposing quarterbacks to just a 70.8 passer rating. These are all elite metrics. And as I mentioned, he had all those tackles. He had a few tackles for loss as well. He's physical. He's not afraid to hit people. And he loves to get involved against the run. This is the prototypical Denard Wilson cornerback. He loves to play in press coverage. He's aggressive. He can jump on the football. He's athletic. He's everything that Denard Wilson wants in his defensive backs. And not just Denard Wilson, but this is like a prototypical Ravens cornerback. This is a John Harbaugh cornerback. And John Harbaugh, well, he's coached a lot of really damn good cornerbacks over the last several years with Baltimore. And now he gets here, he finds Colton Hood sitting there for the taking with the 37th overall pick, and he sprints to get that draft card into the podium because Colton Hood should have been a first round pick. He had the resume for it. He was in the green room, and pretty much everybody thought that he was a top 20 to 25 player in this 2026 NFL draft class. For one reason or another, the board didn't fall that way, and he wound up in the second round for the taking, and the Giants snagged him at 37 overall. But they got a first round caliber prospect with that second round pick, and we are already seeing that first round potential talent show up on these early practice fields. And I think when looking at this Giants secondary right now, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of question marks. CB1, Paulson Adebo, he's locked into that position. A lot of that has to do with contract, but also because right now he is the most established cornerback on the roster that has played at the highest level most recently. In 2024, he was a damn good cornerback for the New Orleans Saints. Was he a CB1? Maybe not, but he was a really good CB2. He had a lot of pass breakups over those 2 years, 2023 and 2024 with the Saints, had many interceptions, and played really well in that Saints defense that asked him to press a lot. Last year, he did take a step backwards. He was coming off of an injury. He was a little bit banged up last year as well. And he was playing in a Shane Bowen crappy defensive scheme that asked him to play 8 yards off of the line of scrimmage in soft man coverage, not in the press-heavy zone system that he played with the New Orleans Saints, and like he's about to play with Denard Wilson. So I actually think we're going to get a major bounce back from Paulson Adebo this season. I think this is a perfect scheme fit for him, and I actually think that he's a really talented football player when he's fully healthy, but the Giants didn't have the pieces in place to keep him that way and to put him in a good scheme last season. So right now, I think Paulson Adebo is the CB1 for the New York Giants, but at CB2, like I said, it's a three-man race, and I have Colton Hood winning that race, not to mention his speed and why he should win the race with that, but of course, the physicality, I think, is the most important defining trait here. Over the last couple of years, we've seen Deonte Banks give up on plays. We've seen him refuse to tackle quarterbacks running in open space, go out of bounds when running backs are running up the sideline. We've seen a lot of effort problems and lapses for Deonte Banks, and as a result, the previous coaching staff couldn't trust him, and this coaching staff will not be able to trust him until he proves otherwise. So Deonte Banks, he's not going to win the CB2 job as a result. Although he had a really solid spring of practices as well, and he did flash some of that potential that we saw in his rookie season, we need to see more of it. We need to see it not just in training camp, but we actually need to see it on the regular season field from Deonte Banks, considering He's had good springs, good summers before, and then he got into the regular season, and effort held him back from being even a decent football player. And then with Greg Newsom II, it's a little bit of a different story. We've seen him play at a high level, but over the last couple of years, he's steadily regressed from where he was at his peak. Will he be able to turn it around? That's the big question mark. I think he could. I think he could certainly improve on what he did last year in this new defensive scheme that I think he's a perfect fit for, but I kind of have to see it to believe it here. With Colton Hood, he has a clean slate. We've seen it in college, and now we just need to see it at the next level. And he's already proving to be maybe the most energetic and the most ball magnety cornerback on the New York Giants roster right now through these spring practices. But like I said for Deontay Banks, I gotta see it more than just on the practice field. I gotta see it in a game setting, and that does apply to Colton Hood as well. These are unpadded practices. This is the spring. They are not wearing pads, just shorts and t-shirts, but I do think we learn a lot from these cornerbacks during these practices, and I think we have learned a lot from Colton Hood through these practices. He's been super confident and composed at the podium. He runs around with a type of swagger, and he just plays with a competitive nature, and I think all of that is super important for the cornerback position specifically, and I do think it's going to translate to the practice field when the pads are on next month, and I think that's ultimately going to translate to him being the CB2 when the Giants kick off their season in week one versus the Dallas Cowboys. But those are my thoughts and opinions on why Colton Hood's going to be the Giants CB2 this upcoming season. I also did a very in-depth film breakdown on Colton Hood recently, which you can find on the channel. Definitely check that out. I know a lot of you enjoyed that and showed a bunch of love. I really do appreciate that, but go check that out and stay tuned for more breakdowns on individual players and of course the New York Giants all summer and off season long. Make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe if you're new, ring the bell so you don't miss an episode, and comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. And if you're listening to Apple or Spotify, make sure to leave us a 5-star review. I'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.